Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Bear Necessities Podcast, your source for Bears news during this crazy free agency and this corona epidemic. So you've probably noticed that we've deleted all of our previous content, and you've also probably noticed that we haven't been posting the past couple of months now. So I think it's time to talk a little bit about where me and Reese have been. By the way, for those of you who are new to the show, my name's Austin. I'm the host of the podcast, and my buddy Reese is also a member of the podcast. So unfortunately, we wanted to start this podcast last summer, but we were unable to really get it off the ground, and we were unable to devote really all of our time to it because we had a bunch of competing aspects going on in our life that didn't allow us to follow through with the podcast as much as we wanted to, namely me. I ended up transferring schools. I now attend the University of Southern California, where I am in the Marshall School of Business there. And beyond that, I also currently work for the USC football team in player personnel. So getting into that last summer made it a little bit difficult to follow through on this podcast. And also there's some topics I'm not able to talk about due to my position. So I hope you guys understand that this podcast will not have any orientation whatsoever towards USC football and will solely focus on NFL and Bears. Even as far as USC NFL prospects, we're probably going to mainly stay away from those just due to competing interests and just I want to keep it separate. So with that, let's talk a little bit more about our future plans for the podcast. Reese isn't with me today, but he is still as much an integral part of the show. He has some family things going on, as a lot of people do with this coronavirus, and just spending time with his family and everything like that. So, but going forward, we are planning on having a consistent recording schedule. This coronavirus has actually kind of put me out of work right now as a result. So while I'm waiting for USC football to get going again, I'll have some extra time to be devoting to the podcast and really figuring out the exact way I want to orient it to you guys and the best schedule to figure it all out. And on top of that, all my classes are online for the rest of the semester. So I really have a lot more time on my hands. And beyond that, I will also be bringing on an editor, aka my girlfriend, who will be really helping me with editing the podcast, making sure the content is good for you guys. And whereas me and Reese will focus mainly purely on content, purely on recording. So this should be a huge jump in the right direction for the Bear Necessities podcast. So with that, we have a very exciting part of the NFL season in our hands right now. That's free agency. Now, free agency does not actually start until tomorrow. However, the past 2 days have been the legal tampering period, and we're already finding out about a bunch of free agent moves that have occurred. The Bears are in the market this year. Even though we have limited cap space, we do have a bunch of needs. Thank you, Ryan Pace. Unfortunately, quarterback is one of those needs. Mitchell Trubisky did not perform anywhere near where me or Reese believed he would last year. And because of that, we are in desperate need of a quarterback. Now, Ryan Pace seems to be somewhat devoted to Mitchell Trubisky still. However, I'm skeptical that we won't be bringing in someone to completely replace him this offseason. Now, at the time I'm recording it, it's about Tuesday at 4:15 Pacific time, and Bears still haven't made a quarterback move despite a lot of other teams making the moves. But we'll get more into the quarterbacks in a little bit. Right now, what I want to talk about is the free agency moves the Bears have already made. Now, we've had two moves so far, Jimmy Graham and Robert Quinn. Let's start with Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham is a Packers tight end who played pretty awful last year, in my opinion. And the time the Packers signed him about two, three years ago, can't remember, I said it was a horrible move. And I stand by that. I think the Packers should have never signed him to that contract. And with that in mind, I think the Bears should not have signed him to almost a fairly identical contract. 2 years, $16 million, $9 million guaranteed, an average of $8 million a season. Jimmy Graham is, I believe, 33 years old, and he's been out of his prime for at least 3 years. At least. Many would say they didn't even live up to his second contract from the Seattle Seahawks. So I think you guys understand that I do not like this move. I think it is a horrible move, and I think it's something that we will instantly regret once the season gets going. Something like the Deion Sims contract that Ryan Pace made about two, three years ago. Now, that being said, when you take away the numbers, which is hard to do when you have a team with limited cap space, the move doesn't look all that awful. We had a need at tight end. The draft for tight ends pretty horrible this year. The other free agency options like Austin Hooper were not that intriguing. And ultimately, a combination of Jimmy Graham and Trey Burton does not seem too bad. It seems like something that we can run a lot of two tight end sets out of. And just it seems like something that could work. The number on that duo of $16 million a year does not seem like something that we should be doing right now. But, you know, it's only really a one-year contract when you look at the guarantees, and we can start again next year and potentially cut Jimmy Graham and Trey Burton. The one other aspect of the Bears that gives me confidence that this move may potentially work is the whole Prince of Mukamara effect that Ryan Pace has. He seems to have a couple times in his career went out and gotten guys who have been believed to be past their prime and revived their career throughout proper fitment in our scheme and all different other aspects of it. So that gives me a little optimism. Will he live up to his $8 million a year contract? Hell no. I don't think there's really any way possible that he could. But that being said, I do think he could be a valuable piece to our offense going into next season. One aspect of his game that he's really good at is the red zone. The Bears struggled mightily in the red zone, and the Bears really had no one to really dictate coverage away from some other key receivers, aka Allen Robinson. No matter what, Jimmy Graham is 6'8", and he can jump. So you always have to worry about Jimmy Graham, and he draws a lot of double teams for that reason. And that being said, Jimmy Graham and Trey Burton on the field at the same time, two very different skill sets and two weapons that defenses have to adjust to, seems kind of intriguing, despite the price point. So I think overall, this give this Jimmy Graham signing about a D. I can see where Ryan Pace is going with it, but I think he got the wrong player, and I think he's not going to live up to the contract number. And ultimately, I wish he didn't give him the contract. Now let's move on to Robert Quinn, who I am very excited for. I love this signing. 5 years, $70 million, $30 million guaranteed. With this move, also Leonard Floyd got cut. I think that was expected. Now, part of the reason why I love this move so much is when you look at it in combination with the Leonard Floyd cut, it's really a wash. So you move on from Leonard Floyd and bring in a NFL veteran who is much more developed, a previous All-Pro, multi-time Pro Bowler, that despite his age has been amazing and was amazing last season, 11.5 sacks. He had the second highest pressure percentage. I think when you look at Robert Quinn, you see a player that's your ideal number two pass rusher. Could he be a number one on a lot of teams? Yes. However, when you put him in that number two role across from someone like a Khalil Mack or a Aaron Donald like he had previously in his career, or even DeMarcus Lawrence like he just is coming from, I think that's where he thrives. Giving him a chance to win one-on-ones and really be able to play at his own pace, almost not really dictating too much coverage to his side, allows him to really succeed. He's explosive. He's a sack technician. And I think overall, it's a great signing. So pretty much the Bears from between yesterday and today have about a $1.5 million difference in their cap space and a pass rusher that's significantly better than what they had before. The price point is very good when you look at it in comparisons to what other pass rushers got last year. You look at Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, at the time, very unproven contracts for fairly the same amount. You look at someone like a Trey Flowers who got paid big time relative to this. And I think the price point is actually very good. I understand that he's 29, going to be 30 before the new season. However, this contract's really about a two-year, possibly 3 year, depending on how the money is structured, deal, where we're only going to have him essentially guaranteed till he's about 32, 33. So that's well worth it in my mind. Those are the only two signings the Bears really have made this offseason thus far. But one pressing need is still out there, and that's quarterback. The quarterback play for the Chicago Bears has been horrible. Mitchell Trubisky has not turned out any way that me or Reese believed he would last year. Last year, he was looked primed to make that third-year leap, and throughout the season, it was abundantly obvious that he did not. Many would argue that he even regressed. So I think the Bears, even though Ryan Pace is probably going to keep him on contract for next year, see that they need to move on. So far, Philip Rivers signed with the Colts. I saw him as a possibility, not really something I thought Ryan Pace would be down for. Carr seems to be staying in actually Las Vegas now. That's weird to say. But he seems to be unavailable for the time being. And Brady, just as I was making this podcast, actually went ahead and decided to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Oh, and actually, Teddy Bridgewater as well decided to go to the Carolina Panthers. That has been confirmed now. So really, our options are Cam Newton, Jameis Winston, Nick Foles, and Andy Dalton. So I think when you look at this class that we have right now of quarterbacks available, Cam Newton is the name that instantly stands out. MVP Cam, an explosive playmaker, and someone who could bring a lot of excitement to the Chicago Bears and the fan base. And I think that's exactly the type of player we need after this disappointing season. If you sign Cam Newton, you open up doors to an extremely pumped up team and a player who can really, that players really like to rally behind. Cam Newton, he's weird. He's had his mistakes in the past. But he was MVP Cam, and he has MVP caliber play in him. That's not what we really see from players, the other named players. Andy Dalton specifically, God, I hope to God that Ryan Pace does not sign this man. Same with Nick Foles. I cannot see anything out of those players that we don't already have on our roster. Mitchell Trubisky, say what you want about him. I don't care. Andy Dalton isn't that much better than him, if he is even better than him. I would rather go with the potential increase in play from Mitchell Trubisky plus the additional cap space that we'd have with him than go out and acquire Andy Dalton. It does not make sense to me to make that move, even if it's for quote-unquote competition. If you want competition, bring in a draft pick. But if you want a player that can win now, you need to go with Cam Newton or Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston, though he is one of the most boom or bust candidates on this list, he still has a lot to offer the Chicago Bears. Jameis Winston last year, 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions, and he had the NFL passing title. Now, he had some good weapons on his side, but he also had a lot going against him. I mean, the Bucs are the Bucs. The Bucs have not had great quarterback play pretty much ever. And Jameis Winston is just another one of those quarterbacks. Now, I look at Jameis and I see potential. The way he plays when he is on is unbelievable. It's top five quarterback play. He can sling it. But on top of that, he can also turn you the ball over for you 10 times more than you could possibly want him to. 30 interceptions is unbelievable, and in a bad way, by the way. And if he could cut that down, I could see him potentially being a good quarterback for this team. He'll lose you games, he'll win you games, but I mean, that's kind of what we have with Mitch, but Mitch is less productive. And ultimately, I see things that Jameis Winston offers that Mitchell Trubisky doesn't. And that's not what I see out of Andy Dalton or Nick Foles. I think Nick Foles, yeah, he won the Super Bowl, but I just don't see it. I hope guidance from John DeFilippo will also display that to Ryan Pace. I think the obvious answer is Cam Newton, and if he's not available, go ahead and get Jameis Winston. I don't see Andy Dalton or Nick Foles being the option for either of us. And, you know, there's even been reports that Nick Foles will stay with the Jaguars, and God, I hope so, because we really cannot have either of those on the Bears next year, or else I will not be excited going into the season. If the Bears can obtain Cam Newton, this is an A-plus offseason. All right, well, a day after finishing that episode that I had just recorded and going over all the quarterback's moves, the Bears have finally made their quarterback move. The Bears are sending our compensatory fourth round pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars in return for Nick Foles, who is also restructuring his contract to become the next Chicago Bears quarterback. Now, this move is not exactly what I wanted, as I described previously in the last episode. And that's why I'm going to leave all that in, despite also adding in this update. I want you guys to see what I was saying before we signed him. I did not want him. I wanted Cam Newton. I wanted Jameis Winston even over him, possibly. However, I understand the reasoning behind Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace's decision to go with him over someone like Jameis Winston or Cam Newton. The benefit of Nick Foles is the fact that he's played in the system for a long time, he understands the offense, and he's not going to make a lot of the mistakes that some of these other guys may have made. And beyond that, he's a lot healthier than a lot of these other guys. Cam Newton, we really have no idea where he's going to be at right now. He's been proven to be good when he's at his peak, but we really haven't known much about him. And the fact that the Carolina Panthers, who have had him in-house this entire offseason, know about or have willingly decided to move on from him, you know, it gives me a little bit of hesitations as to his health and other aspects of his game. Now, would I still probably have rather had Cam Newton over Nick Foles? Absolutely. But the fact that we have a player that we know knows Nagy's system, there's not going to be a learning curve or anything like that, and we know can perform at the highest level when necessary, is very comforting to me. Now, I think the fourth round pick that we sent to him is a fair price. I think the fact that he restructured his deal for us is even better. But ultimately, I see this ending up as another underwhelming Chicago Bears quarterback signing. I think that he's going to be here maybe for, you know, a year or two before we end up moving on. I don't think that Mitchell Trubisky is going to be the answer. I think that probably next year we're going to draft a quarterback in the first round. Nick Foles, I hope he performs well. I really do. But there's a lot in the past that has proven to us that he is what you put around him. And ultimately, that's not a guy that you want to give a big contract to after his current contract. Now, the benefit of Nick Foles is that we know he can win a Super Bowl. We watched him do it only 2 years ago. And I don't believe his play in Jacksonville accurately reflects his talent level. What I do have to say about Nick Foles that I can't say a lot about a lot of the other quarterbacks on the market is that he's proven that when you put a really good team around him and you have really good coaching, he can win you a Super Bowl. And that's the one benefit. And that's what's going to give me hope throughout this, the rest of the offseason, that he could potentially be a quarterback that takes us on a deep playoff run. Ultimately, I think the Bears made a okay move. It's nothing that's going to excite the fans a lot, but I think it's a move that really is probably one of the smarter moves. I don't see him being our quarterback for a long time, but I do see him giving us some benefit as of now. And we have a roster that's really ready to go, and all we really need is a quarterback that knows the system and can complete the passes that are open to him. So with that, guys, we will be uploading an episode later this week going over more offseason moves by the Bears and by the other NFC North teams. And we're still trying to work out the exact specifics of what we're going to be trying to doing and like our upload schedule for the rest of the year and into next season and beyond that. We really are trying to stay consistent. We really are trying to stay up to date with all of this Bears information that we have right now. We're going to be getting a lot, but you're going to be getting a lot of podcasts. So with that, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day, and bear down.